This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Thursday. We're really glad you're having that you're with us again today. I don't know about y'all, but I want peace.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what, honey? What we need to do is begin asking God to reveal where we lack contentment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're not at peace, what's going on?
You know, discontentment really is the root of it.
It is.
I mean, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the root of unhappiness.
All unhappiness. Mm-hmm.
But you know, the good news is we can all do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, in Philippians 4:4-9, would you like to read that? That kind of gives us a segue to what we're talking about.
Yeah, it says, true happiness can be found in any situation of life when we recognize that God is at work. Now, I'm reading the footnotes from our Life Recovery Bible.
Okay.
Because Christ is with us and His return is certain, we can act calmly in the face of painful, difficult situations. And here's what we want you all to hear. Peace comes when we focus on the things that provide lasting value to our life. The more we commit ourselves to knowing God's will through prayer and the study of His Word, the better prepared we are to help ourselves and others who are also in the process of beginning again. And we like to say beginning again as opposed to recovery because it doesn't sound quite as scary.
Right.
Maybe not as deep. Beginning again, I even think starting over is a little harsh. But beginning again, I think, sounds a little more glamorous.
Yeah.
But more than that, just a little, takes kind of takes the edge off.
Well, we all need to begin again.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about. So anyway, the actual verse is always be full of joy in the Lord. And he says, I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you're unselfish and considerate in all that you do. And remember that he's coming back soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything and tell God your needs. And don't forget to thank him for your answers. If you do this, you'll experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. And it's his peace that will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest when you trust in Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And Philippians 4:11-12 says, not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost anything, I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything.
Mm-hmm.
I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or for little.
Mm-hmm.
Well, honey, what is that secret?
Contentment.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get contentment?
We can only get true contentment and fulfillment through Christ.
That's right.
That's the only way. Because when you're at that place, you don't feel like you have to prove anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That whole trying to keep up with other people and feel like you've got something to prove. And I mean, seriously, when I went deeper with the Lord, that stuff just didn't matter anymore. And In fact, there's times like I wish I could get a little more excited about certain things of the world and certain things that are, as we like to say, are just going to burn up anyway. But I just don't. And I'm so content, more so now than I've probably ever been, because I know what really matters. And it's Him. And He provides that fulfillment and fills the void like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And even nobody else can.
That's
when you reach that place, it's such so peaceful.
Yeah.
And you become at peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with everybody else. And until the first two are right, you cannot be at peace with everybody else.
Right.
And we certainly want to be at peace with ourselves because we take us with us everywhere we go.
And we sure do.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get away from ourselves.
Yeah, and I know that in your prior life, you chased the things of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly trying to fill a void, right? And it never lasted for a little while,
Mm-hmm.
It does for a little while, but I want to be stable. I don't want to have this, hi, we took this great vacation, then we come back and then we go like this again. And the next thing we're all excited because it's going to be Thanksgiving, and then Thanksgiving is over. And then the next thing is going to be Christmas, and then New Year's, and then, you know, that up and down. Those things are wonderful, and we love to celebrate, and we do celebrate. Mm-hmm. But I can't base my happiness on what's going on in my surroundings and the next event. I got to be stable, and I can always count on Him.
That's right. And you're right. I mean, in my life, prior life, before Jesus, I mean, man, I tried a lot of things to fill that void.
But he fills a void, and it's so hard to explain. Yeah,
it is. I mean, you know, even though I would try to fill it with different things of the world, I would always have this emptiness the next day. Mm-hmm. Always. You know, no matter what it was. Until that day that Jesus came into my life. Mm-hmm. Man, the void was full. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like a piece of my heart mm-hmm. was gone. Mm-hmm. And he just had the missing piece. And it was in the shape of a cross. Mm-hmm. And he put it in my heart.
Right.
Jesus is, he is the one that fills your void, man. Mm-hmm. He's the one that gives you peace.
Because when you're continually looking for that next thing, that whether that's that next high, that next new car, the next new mm-hmm. neighborhood, the next new this or new clothes, or all of that, been there. And I love those kinds of things. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. And we have those kinds of things. But it, you know what? It's not where I find my stability.
You know what? Nothing can fill that void. Nothing. Not all the money in the world. Nothing.
Yeah, you just said it. Nothing can fill that void, and it's very difficult to explain. But when you get to the bottom and you've hit rock bottom and you're so sick and tired of being sick and tired and mm-hmm. you're sick of people hurting you because you're hurting them and it gets toxic and everything is all about people and places and things, mm-hmm. and you hit bottom and you realize, I just need Him. And you ask Him, and you tell Him, and you see it in the Word, or it's in your heart, and you're desperate for Him. That's when He will come in and change things, and change you. But not until then. Until you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, or like a friend of ours found it in the Word and said, I don't have that.
Yeah.
I want that. And we've said before, he didn't have to go to hell and back. He gets sick and tired of being sick and tired. He just saw it in the Word and with a sincere heart. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is all about. God moved in and did a miraculous thing.
He did.
And He knows our hearts. And He knows when we are genuinely ready.
Yeah, and you know, I've been to some places to minister, and it was desolate, man. I mean, really was. They didn't have anything materialistic-wise. Nothing. Not even shoes. And hardly clothes to wear on their back. But I also, in those desolate places, have never seen such faith as I have in those places.
And even joy and peace
joy,
that we're talking about.
Peace, man. They were content. Just like the scripture says, be content with everything or with nothing. Mm-hmm. Because really and truly, the only thing you need to be content with is Christ. Mm-hmm. And these people are content with Jesus. And the happiness and the joy and the peace just ran out of them. It was mm-hmm. it's beautiful to see that, you know. And so, you know, it's possible in any situation mm-hmm. you're in, whatever situation you're in, mm-hmm. it is possible. Don't give up.
Don't ever give up.
You know, Philippians 3:14 tells us to keep pressing on mm-hmm. towards the prize. Keep pressing on.
Right.
You know, life, it can be tough, period. That's just the way it is. But you know what? You've got Jesus Christ That's on your right. side if you want Him to be. And you're going to be fine. So.
That's right. Well, I know for me, the only way I found contentment was through the Prince of Peace.
That's right.
And His name is Jesus, right?
I'm telling you, man, he is the peacemaker. You know? And, you know, honey, there's people listening to us right now that don't even know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So who are these two people, man, talking about peace? You know, I'd love to have peace. Well, you know what? Another word for peace is Jesus. That's who you need. So if you've never given your life to Him, or maybe you have and you walked away, or maybe you've been in church for a long time and you're just realizing, man, I have no peace because I've never given my heart to Christ.
It's your heart.
That's right. It's your heart, not your mind, not your every once in a while, every day. Someone, you know, in a quote said, people say, you know, put God first in your life. No, put God in the middle of everything you're doing. And there's your peace. So if you've never given your life to Him, or if you'd like to come back, please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, thank You, Lord, for allowing me to come to You right now. I know that You died on the cross, that You rose on the third day, and because of that cross, Father, I ask You to forgive me of my sins, and my sins are forgiven. Father, I need You. I need the peace that You can give me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank y'all. And we really, really would love for you to email us at info@livingitup.org. Let us know if you just gave your life to Christ, or you have any comment, or if you have any prayer requests. We'd love to pray for you. You know, we'd love to give a shout out to all of our friends in Canada. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. And please tell your friends. And for those of you who are financially backing this ministry, we say thank you for that as well. We ask everyone, if you can, to please back this ministry financially so we can continue to go forward.
Spread just the go, gospel all over the world.
That's right. Go to our website at livingitup.org. Go to the Give button. Click that on. And then you'll see a Donate button. It's as easy as that.
And best part about it is, no matter where you are, if you're running today, or if you're washing dishes, putting on your makeup, sitting at your desk, wherever, you could be spreading the gospel right along with us.
That's exactly right.
It is what matters.
That's right. Well, anyway, do you want peace? Man, I'll tell you what, I think we just, over the past 12 minutes, we discovered that, yeah, we all need peace. Then begin giving, you know, begin asking God to reveal it to you.
Just ask Him.
Yeah, just ask Him.
He'll show you.
Remember, that discontentment, that's the root of unhappiness, that void. So the good news is, you just found out that you can do something about it.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
All right.
So listen, we really enjoyed it, and start living it up.
Well, beginning again.